Nehemiah
chapter 10,
once the people had come back from exile and they committed themselves to God. Chapter 9, the end of chapter 9, it says, in view of all this, remember Abraham was saying, their commitment was in view of what had gone before. And what had gone before was that they had seen the city walls being rebuilt. They had been part of that, chapters 2 to 7. They had returned to God's word. They had repented of their sin. In view of this, they were committing themselves to God. In view of all this. And in their commitments, there were four parts of it, weren't there? If you remember, if you were here, to put God first in their relationships. Promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the peoples around us, or take their daughters for our sons. To be a holy nation. Put God first in relationships. To put God first in the use of their time. Talking about the neighbouring peoples coming, wanting to sell on the Sabbath, and then say, no, we're not going to buy grain on the Sabbath. Put God first in their care of others. Giving a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of God. Reminding us of the year of Jubilee and the practices of not harvesting to the edges of the fields, but leaving some for the poor. To put God first in their worship and in their giving. Talking about tithing, talking about giving God the first bits of all they have, the best bits, not leaving it to the end. And he said the promise that they were making was a very personal promise, reflected by the fact that it named so many of the Levites, the leaders of the people. People put their names to this. It wasn't just an anonymous thing, but people put their names to it and said, yes, I am standing. I am saying this. I am committing. Very public. In front of everyone, Adrian referred to the baptisms we've had recently. A great public declaration of faith. And this is what this commitment was. It was public in front of everyone. But it was also a very practical commitment. Saying there are practical things we're going to do as a result of this. I said this quote, which stuck with me. The devil is not worried by our pious aspirations. He is troubled when, in obedience to God, for the glory of Christ and in the power of the Spirit, we make firm, practical decisions to do specific things for the Lord. And we all know what it's like to make promises and to say things to people, and it's all very well and good at the time when you say it, but if it's not carried through, what difference does it make? He then brought us at the end to four statements that he got us, Adrian got us to stand, and if we felt comfortable with saying, when the statement was read, asking us to respond, with God's help, we will. With God's help, we will seek to honour God in our relationships with others. With God's help, we will seek to honour God in the use of our time. With God's help, we will seek to honour God in the way we care for others. And with God's help, we will seek to honour God in our worship and our giving. Don't know whether those promises, if you said them, have stuck with you this week. Or whether, looking at them now, you've thought, oh yes, I remember that. And that was Sunday, wasn't it? And it's Thursday now. Actually, have I been applying this? Maybe you read Crofton Times as it came through via email and you saw them in there and thought, oh yes, I remember I said yes. With God's help, I will. A reminder of what we had promised God, the commitments we had made to Him. So tonight, we're going to have a look at Haggai, chapter 2, first 9 verses. I'll read it first and then just give a bit of background before we go into the groups. Haggai chapter 2. Not sure what page number it is on yours. 948. Chapter 2, verse 1. On the 21st day of the 7th month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people. Ask them, who of you is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it seem to you like nothing? But now be strong, O Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Just to make sure we're clear on the positioning of it all, a little bit of a Bible timeline here. 605 BC, Nebuchadnezzar came to the throne in Babylon. 586, the fall of Jerusalem, and people, the Israelites, taken into exile. 538 was when the first lot of exiles came back. Zerubbabel came back as governor with a few of them. 458 BC, the second lot under Ezra, the priest. And then 432 was when Nehemiah came back. So it's a bit of an understanding of where this all fits in. So Nehemiah 10, 432, around that sort of time, pretty much the last thing before the intertestament period. Okay? That's what we were reading on Sunday. Haggai was at 538, just after then. So Zerubbabel had come back with the first lot of exiles returning, and they had laid the foundations of the temple. Ezra chapter 2, I think it is, chapter 2, says, you know, they laid the foundations and there was great rejoicing. Great rejoicing, the temple has been started to be built again. But then they got into some opposition. The Samaritans were getting a bit rowdy and saying, look, you don't want to be doing this, and demoralised them. And in 530, they stopped rebuilding the temple. 10 years passed, and then Haggai speaks. and he brings his prophecy, and in chapter 1, he's saying, look, hang on a minute. You're going about your lives, but the temple of God is in ruins. Verse 5, chapter 1, now this is what the Lord Almighty says, give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. So he's saying, you're going about your daily lives, but it's just not working. It's not fulfilling. It's not meeting. It's not being fruitful. And the reason is because you've neglected the house of God. You've let it sit for 10 years. Just the foundations laid. You need to start again. And they started work then. But as they started work, very quick to become disillusioned again. And this is where we come to in this passage in chapter 2. Because as they were starting to build again, there would have been some who had seen the temple before it was demolished, who would have seen it in all its glory and remembered the practices that were going on, and saw what they were building now, and said, actually, this is nothing. I remember what it was like. The glory of God. The splendor of the temple. And what is this now? Inclined to give up. And so chapter 2, 1 to 9, is a word of encouragement to say, look, it might seem as nothing, but I want to encourage you. Because actually, God's doing something new here. The glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. An encouragement to carry on building, to carry on focusing on building God's house. So that's where we've got to. We'll leave that little chatty bit there. And we're going to split up into our groups. I think we've got Rob, you alright leading your group? Yeah, you're ready for that? And Ken? Joel? I think three groups is probably sufficient. So if you want to go into three corners and gather around the three wise men. If you want a copy of questions, I've got some here. Start handing some out. And we'll go in the groups, answer the questions. As per usual, please do try and get towards the latter ones before too long. And then in about 40 minutes or so, we'll come back. We'll pray together in groups, and then we'll pray together at the end. It's the last one of these, and it'd be good to pray together. Commit all that we've been doing to God. So, do grab some, please.